Let's take a look inside an emergency watch. Possibly the first thing you notice at the top is the gold ring, indicating compass points and degrees. This surrounds the crystal, which looks like glass, but is in fact made of a scratch-proof synthetic material. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 as diamond hardness, this scores 9. So, the crystal fits onto a protective case made of titanium, a hard but light anti-magnetic metal that is also used in the manufacture of high-performance aircraft. On the right-hand side of the inner case is the crown, used for setting the time and the date. This rounded knob has a locking device to prevent moisture or dust getting into the watch. The watch itself, with the two independent timing systems I mentioned before, is kept separate from the other components. This means that even if the timekeeping functions are damaged in a crash, the emergency signal can still keep going out. For this reason, there are two batteries, an upper one for the watch, and a transmitter battery below, which fits neatly into the circuit board. All the above are housed in the outer case, which in the case of the version shown is made of gold alloy. On the right of this case, you'll notice a rounded cap, which looks like a winding knob, but isn't. This is the real 007 bit. If you twist the cap anti-clockwise and then pull to its full extent, the cap comes off, and you have a 43-centimetre antenna, which immediately starts transmitting on 121.5 megahertz. Incidentally, on the other side of the case, there's a secondary antenna which can also be extended, thereby increasing the range of the transmitter.